Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In a turn of events that will shock absolutely nobody, the left still cannot meme to save their lives. In a segment that I thought would be a bit cheerier than a few of the other ones that we've got planned, I thought we would just take a look through the various memes that are associated with the based Chad right and the weak soy left, because everybody's aware of Stone Toss, and the left now has their own terrible, terrible cringe version of him. First, I'd like to give a shout out to Thomas's latest video, Critical Base Theory number 9, The March of Neoliberalism. It's part of his series, as you can imagine, and it's a really good explanation of what neoliberalism is and where it came from. So check that out if you're interested. Let's carry on. So I will apologize for this because there will be quite an overload of cringe leftist memes coming towards the end of this segment. But first, we'll be able to enjoy ourselves with a few of the good ones. So as on the red corner, would that be
in the red corner?
In the red corner on the American right, we have Stone Toss and George Alexopoulos. Are you familiar with Alexopoulos?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure you've seen some of his. And in the blue corner, we have Bread Pains, who I don't know how long Bread Pains has been around, but in that time, they've managed to produce approximately zero of absolute worth. So
let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah, so let's get ready to rumble. So Stone Toss is known for his pretty spicy, edgy jokes.
All the money.
So if we just want to click on here, we've got same joke, 41%. Same diagnosis. Pretty spicy.
But very simple. Short words, all you need to do, because the point is evident. Don't need to say anything more.
The point is very clear, and he's able to just express it through the image. You can tell how smug the leftist is on the side just because of their facial expressions. All wonderfully done through the visual medium. And let's just move through a few of these. I found it funny because he posted this just saying, even the left loves him, with this clip of even a thought slime or thought crime and Vorsch just going, ah, he's actually really good. Even if you don't like him, even if you don't like his politics, he's still really funny though. So it's like, good endorsements there. Even the left loves him.
Just put that as by love by the left.
Yep. Vorsch, stand by Vorsch. Let's just move along through a few of these. So Crypto Bros, what do you do for a living? Crypto. Same.
Perfect.
Wonderful. And let's just carry on. Let's just quick fire these. This is his most recent one that I've seen. Man staring in anger at NFTs, but Pokemon cards get him soy facing. Which is just great. And the thing is, these all point to something that's actually obviously real and noticeable. Obviously, it's just exaggerated.
Reflects reality.
Reality. Yes.
Reality.
It reflects reality in just a bit of an exaggerated, absurdist way that's fun. It doesn't need to go on for too long. So carry on.
You don't have to read an essay.
Yeah, mentioning Ukraine, you know, they've got the Azov battalion of Nazis where Antifa going in for the kill. A Nazi from Ukraine. Oh, now you're my best friend.
No more brother wars.
Yeah. And then there's the example of how we were as children between how we are now, every single time. And also, Stone Toss is very good because unlike some of these other cartoonists, the political cartoonists online, he makes it very simple and easy to find his work because he's got a website where it's just all listed. And George Alexopoulos isn't as good at this because I've been on his website and you can't like find easy links to his work as far as I could tell. So I was looking for one particular one that took me ages to find. But just move along, and this is one of my favorite ones that I've seen, where the trans community as a whole gets hold of the Infinity Gauntlet. Behold, bigots, the power of our community. Snap. Oh no. This isn't what we expected. Or was it? And then we've got the classic one, the one that has inspired so many memes in general. Behold our newest ad campaign. How will this help us sell burgers? Burgers?
But here's the thing, like, it reflects reality so well that it's timeless. Like, there is not a point. I don't know how old this cartoon is now. It feels like it's decades old or something.
It feels like it's been around. It's like a primordial meme. We found this in the pyramids.
But it's endlessly relevant. Like, it endlessly gets reposted because something will happen in reality that reflects the comedy. And good satire.
I didn't even get this from Stone Toss's. I got it from Lauren Southern because it's just so endlessly applicable to anything.
Whereas left wing memes, they never get reposted because they're not relevant.
They're also incredibly. Like, because they're not relevant is because they're so specific to a particular instance in time where something very specific happened.
A specific worldview to buy into that instance as well.
And also you need to, you know, read through an entire essay and thesis to be able to get to the punchline, which is never worth it. And then George Alexopoulos is a rising star recently who has a bit of a different style, but still points to things that are great. So we've got Cenk Uygur, or Sunk U-Boat, as I like to call him. It's obvious Joe Rogan hates trans people because he wants to have sex with them. And then half-horse Joe, of course. God, I hate Joe Rogan.
Furiously sweats.
Yep. Because there is that old clip of Cenk Uygur defending bestiality.
Yeah.
Why is it that so many on the left seem to be more than happy to really stick their necks out for bestiality? I couldn't tell you. But let's just carry on. So now you'll have to have your baby. Because the federal government is gonna order them to all have babies, and this woman is no.
Oh no! Now I'm a grandma with a big family.
Yeah, I know. Look at all of those smiling families. She still can't take it. She still can't believe this is what society forced her into.
I can already tell these are going to be relevant again. At some other point, Cenk Uygur will talk about horses, or some woman will talk about how horrible it is that she has a family now, or suddenly is like, oh, I used to be pro-abortion, but now, oh no, I've got kids.
Yep, and then we've got the satanic ritual being performed here.
Yeah.
The birthing body is unafraid and willing, doctor. Oh, it's great.
There's no shortage of Alex Jones clips about the government and their obsession with aborted fetuses, so.
And then one of my favorites from last year, which doesn't even have a single word in it, or at least speech bubble. You don't need text. It's just the poor and downtrodden holding up their babies. Save us, AOC. But no, she's too interested in displaying the message at the Met Gala. And he's also actually a very good artist.
Yeah.
I will just give him that. I love Stone Toss, but his art style is very simplistic, whereas Alexopoulos is very...
That is a beauty of it as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's two different styles that are equally effective, but Alexopoulos is obviously very expressive in his mannerisms and all that sort of stuff. He does leftist memes better than leftists as well. It's something he started doing recently, where he'll do like parodies of leftist memes, except good. So this next one is obviously the reference... Oh, wait, no. I must have missed it out. Anyway, this is one of my favorite ones that I've ever seen, to be perfectly honest.
You ain't black.
Yeah. I'll never vote for you. Then I'm afraid you ain't black. And then he drains her of her pigment. And you can see him being walked away by his staff because he just got too much power in him. We can't contain it.
But then again, you need to say so little, it's so impactful, and it'll never not be relevant.
Yeah, and it's just all expressed visually. It's fun, it's funny, and it's a bit just irreverent. It's absurd, but that's the fun of it. And
then it reflects reality.
Yeah, yeah. Because reality is absurd. That's why we're saying that South Park is just is predictive now. It's not satire. It's just whatever's in South Park is next week's news. There you go. But I think, just go to the next link because I'll see if it's... Oh yeah, here's the one where it's that he's doing leftist memes better than leftists are. Here's all of the handmaids from The Handmaid's Tale. Could be worse. We could be living in the United States. That's like a leftist meme done proper, right?
Yeah, but also it's obviously absurd. It's because it's leftist.
Yeah, that's the thing. It works on so many different levels, man. And then we move over to Bread Pains. I think that link must have found itself in there twice by accident. Just move to the next one. Yeah, here we go. This is the one that we looked at the other day on the podcast, which made me inspired to just do this because Bread Pain is so terrible.
Instantly. Number of words.
Multiplies exponentially. And also, it's the whole little domino thing and the fact that the and domino is the return of slavery. So... Removing a federal restriction is the domino that will go on to a federal mandate to return to slavery somehow. Like, it's absurdist, but also...
Doesn't reflect reality.
Yeah, doesn't reflect reality.
Work.
And also, what's Ben Shapiro doing here?
I don't know. It's so... Like, there's some tiny text there, and there's lots of words, so I can't be bothered, frankly.
Yeah, if we had a Supreme Court worth its salt, they'd overturn gay marriage from Shen Bapiro. I mean, Shen Bapiro is a funny name, but I'm pretty sure he got it from a YouTube video. you know, Ben Shapiro v. Shen Bapiro, which you should check out if you've not watched it. Funny video. But yeah, I don't really get the joke here. I don't think there is a joke. There's no punchline and mucho texto. Let's move on because I've just got a few of these to look through. Yeah, mucho texto once again. Left-wing conspiracy theories. Coca-Cola hired death squads to kill union organizers in Colombia. I know. He's not even done the Chad face, right?
No.
No, right-wing conspiracy theories. And if I took a look at some of the things back there, and let me see. So right-wing conspiracy theories are mixed with things like pharma mandates. I mean, that happened. So I don't know what you're on about that being a conspiracy theory. And mutilated baby corpses, which is true. That's just a matter of perspective on the issues. So once again, joke, where is it? I see no punchline. I see no setup. Please tell me where the funny is supposed to be. We've got an ancient aliens one, which is less inherently political if we move to the next one. But in leftist memes, you can be pretty sure if you see anyone wearing a red baseball cap, it's supposed to be MAGA.
Okay.
Whether they put MAGA on it or not. Truly a marvel of human engineering. Nice try, but obviously aliens built this. I mean, yeah.
Is that a MAGA thought?
I mean, that's just a nutter thought, like as far as I'm concerned.
The pyramids was aliens, or Stonehenge was aliens. Like, that's not a MAGA thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things where it's like, okay...
It doesn't reflect reality.
Yeah, this doesn't reflect reality. Also, this may reflect that, yeah, some people are a bit weird with the whole aliens built this, but where's the joke?
Yeah.
Where's the joke? I'm sorry, I'm depressing you now. Why do all of my segments end with Callum
not depressing,
becoming...
I'm just bored.
Increasingly
like, do
depressed.
Better.
Yeah, do better. And also, the art style is kind of like a weird mix of Stone Toss and like his own style.
Yeah.
It's so obviously a copy.
You've ripped him off.
Yeah, you've just completely ripped him off, but you don't understand what it is that you're ripping off, so it just comes across terrible. Let's move along. We've got right-wing tolerance, which... Once again, another straw man. He seems to have a very few specific people that he goes to on the right to be able to mock. So we've got Rave Dubin, obviously Dave Rubin. Now it's the right and conservatives that are the tolerant ones. And then obviously Ben Shapiro and a few others saying that, oh, I don't like that you're gay, I'm not coming to your marriage. Which means that Brad Paynes just doesn't understand what tolerance is.
No, moron. Like he's
you don't
like,
have to accept it. You don't have to, you know, bow down to them, but you can still tolerate it. That's the whole point.
Like, he's still getting gay married. So Ben Shapiro's, that doesn't matter. Like his statement that he won't go to the wedding, that doesn't matter. Miley Leopold's statement, he's still gay and he's still able to do it. So nope, the tolerance is all permitted there. No one's losing anything.
Yeah. And oh no, they said nasty things. This is the opposite of...
Everyone's still free.
Yep. Yeah. And also, I think he's completely forgotten that Dave Rubin and Ben Shapiro are actually friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it obviously doesn't matter that much to Dave. It's obviously just a disagreement that the two of them hold.
Also, just thinking back, remember that Nazi meme from earlier from Stone Toss? And there were like five words?
Yep.
Again, more words.
Why do we need this many words? We've got one on child brides, because I think this is another sort of straw man that's been coming out and move along. The left needs to stop sexually indoctrinating our children in our schools. Anyway, time to marry my child bride. Are you aware of... any Republican senators or governors?
So the flag there, I can't remember which state it is, but there's some bill that was mischaracterized as them legalizing child marriages, and they just weren't. Like, it just wasn't happening.
You mean that a leftist meme is dishonest?
It was based on just complete bull. Yeah. So
big shook. And even so, if this was even true, what's wrong with combating both?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's basically just saying, no, we should be able to allow sexually indoctrinate children because they're marrying children anyway. So it's like... why not just have both be bad? There you go. But the left doesn't understand. I'll just skip through a few. We've got some more terrible ones.
I don't even want to read it.
Jesus
just a number
Christ.
Of words.
No. The point is basically, oh, Ron DeSantis doesn't want the Bible banned in schools. The Bible isn't allowed in American public schools, apart from, I imagine, in religious education. So, moot point.
But I know leftists watching this, so some idiot will be like, oh, they don't want to read. Number one, yes. However...
I mean, have you met Callum?
But also,
he hates reading.
But also, no, like, it's just, like, it's bad cartoonist stuff here. Like, if you want to make a point, you should use minimal words. Show, don't tell. It's
also,
very simple
yeah,
rule.
Yeah, show, don't tell. You're using a visual medium. Use it visually. Don't just have them be static characters. Yeah, so that you can just throw your text up on there. Throw it in the trash. Move along. Let's see the next one. Got a pro-life sort of one, which if you can't afford it, you shouldn't have it. Both of these statements can be true.
Yeah, that you can't kill children, but also the state doesn't owe you money. Those are consistent ideologies. That's fine.
Yeah, move along in the bin again. What people think the president does, what he actually does, and this little elephant thing, or because Biden's just in the pocket of the Republican Party right now. This does not reflect reality in the slightest. It's politically illiterate. Pro-choice one, and guess what we've got here? Too many words. Far too many words. Yep. Why does each of these bins need to have a label? It doesn't improve the joke. There is no joke.
And also there's a guy in the background with, again, more words that I can't even read because it's tiny.
Is that supposed to be George Carlin? I think his association with a meme this bad would have him spinning in his grave right now. And the funny thing about this is that in the thread itself, people are ripping on him because there are better memes in the thread itself. If we just move along, this is what I'll end on because I don't want to depress everybody with too many leftist memes
now
in
for a good
row.
Meme.
Yeah, now for a good meme. Just click on this, John. Pro-choicers killing a homeless man so he doesn't have to live an SE life.
Yep.
Yeah, that's basically the logic going here. But if anything that this segment has shown you is that, you know, things may change. Things may change a lot. But some things will always stay the same, including the left just not being funny.
Just can't meme.
Mm-hmm.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the contemplation series that Josh does, this one on the social credit system. And if you'd like to find out what else Josh is putting out, you can follow him at Getter at @Josh_firm on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.